This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on in to the Betting Weekly MLS podcast. I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, none other than Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. We happen to be recording during some Champions League action from Europe, and it's fitting because the Champions League has converted itself into kind of a version of Major League Soccer here over the past couple of weeks with these crazy City Real Madrid games. So it works out for us.
It's been absolutely incredible. We started recording just after extra time started here in this game, so we don't know what's going to happen just yet. Real Madrid up for us right now by a goal after storming back to tie this up and force extra time. But we are not here to talk Champions League today. We are here to talk some Major League Soccer, the greatest league on the planet. Champions League giving it a run for its money right now in terms of most entertaining league. But we are back this week. Last week, I went 4-6, down half a unit, 17-21, down a unit and a half overall, which I will take right now. We had a rough week in there where just about every game finished 0-0, and we had bet a bunch of road dogs and overs. That was not ideal for us, but we've battled back through it. Taylor, you had a decent week, 6-4-2, counting those two quarter ball plays as a split, up a unit and a half, 21-17-2 overall for you. We are 28-28-2 on the dot. Perfect 500 here, so about even on the units. Let's get into it for today, although I will mention, honorable mention here, shout out to Austin and LA coming through in the clutch for us with some nice plus money hits. That felt good last week.
It's been that's been kind of our bread and butter on a lot of this, Tom, in terms of the money management unit stuff. We've hit some of those dogs on the road. We've hit some of the plus money stuff, money line across the board. It's been probably our most successful market in some ways so far this season, Tom. So we're going to try. We have a few more opportunities this week, I think, with some huge minus prices for some home teams in MLS this weekend.
I mean, how many times have we said the way that you make money in this league is betting on these road dogs that should be favorites probably and hoping that they come through for you? It's a great spot for some value, and we're going to kick it right off with one of those road dogs here because Charlotte is -114 hosting Miami at +280, the draw at $2.70. My slight lean, I'm starting off real confident here with a slight lean to Miami at the +280 price. This Charlotte team's done some impressive things. If you wanted to get them at plus a half goal, you're going to be laying too much juice for me. I think this game could end in a draw. I kind of like that Miami price, but this is a lean not going against the record for me here at +280 on Miami.
All right, I'm throwing in a play that I will put into my record, not on either side. You know, Charlotte's been pretty good at home. It's kind of been kind of one of these home road teams where not good on the road, not great at home. I mean, Charlotte, look, this is an expansion team. They're still trying to establish their identity in this league, but they are much better at home. So I'm a little bit thrown off of trying anything on Miami because of that. I'm going to try under 2.5. I'm going with the book on this one, Lang -120 juice. You know, we've seen a few 1-0 games for Charlotte, one go their way, one go against them when they played the Galaxy at home. Obviously, Inter Miami, not up to LA Galaxy standards. I could see Miami winning this game. I'm absolutely with you, Tom. I have a slight lean on Inter. But this feels like it wouldn't shock me to see 1-1 here or one of these teams pull out a 1-0 win. I don't think we're going to get a ton of goals. Like I say, the home record stuff for Charlotte at home has been solid. I'm just not laying juice on an expansion side in that kind of a situation at this point for Charlotte in this league. So give me under 2.5 -120.
I like that play. I like that play more than I like the $2.80 dog. I don't think that this game is going to go over. I think it's going to be low scoring. Like you said, could see this being 1-0 either way. I like that, but again, I'm going to stay out of this game, but I would not be surprised at all if you are right. Moving on down the line, it's a tough early slate. I'm not wild about most of these early games on, but I do like a lot of the later games. But starting off here, Montreal taking on Orlando City, and we have another $2.80 dog here in Orlando. This one I like a lot better. It's still, it's a strong lean, but it'll definitely, I'd count it against the record. $2.80 on Orlando here versus Montreal at the -107 and the draw +250.
I can understand that on a value call. It's funny, we talk about value to start off the show, Tom, and all of my plays here early on this Saturday slate are minus money plays. I mean, this is just, these aren't my favorite plays of the week. These are just the moves that I like in these games. And here's another one, heavy juice. I'm laying on both teams to score, yes, at -141. Montreal has not been shut out at home in five games, all comps this year. Orlando, they've actually been okay on the road. They've scored in three of their four road games, despite the fact that I've hit on them pretty successfully as an under team so far this year. And I've kind of hit on Montreal as an over team when I've played them. But here, I think we're going to get both teams to score. Montreal's defense is awful. Like I say, Orlando is showing enough away from home in terms of the trend data. There's a reason why this is heavily juiced. This is not a Thomas Viola play at all, but this was the only thing I could circle here. I don't really like either side particularly. I would lean Orlando, but I don't have a great read on the side. So give me both teams to score. Yes, -141. I know we like MLS because of the value, Tom. That's not what these first few plays are for me, but I feel pretty good here.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I have a both teams to score play coming up later. We'll have to check out which one that is, but right now, the pride and joy, the prodigal son of Atlanta, Taylor, that you are. Atlanta United is taking on the Chicago Fire this week. Atlanta -127. The Fire +335 and the draw +260. Total set at 2.5. Juice to the over. I'm liking the under here at -106. Can you talk me out of it?
Atlanta's a mess right now. The Pineda out movement has started. There's been a insert manager here out movement for Atlanta for basically since they've lifted the cup.
Should we be looking at a +335 on Chicago?
I'll just go ahead and give my play here, which is no play. This is a full stay away from me. I have absolutely nothing to offer the listener here. I apologize, but it's just, the reason why I don't want to take a Chicago move here, and I understand the logic of it, is Atlanta has been pretty good at home. Even if you want to look at the total market, and over 2.5 has hit actually in 6 of their 9 overall games, and they have 8 goals in 4 home games this year in MLS. So the attack with or without Joseph Martinez has been there for Atlanta United. Often on the road, it's creating chances, not scoring them. At home, it's kind of creating fewer chances, but scoring them has been sort of the story for Atlanta United so far this year. My first inclination then was maybe something in the overplay, but I don't really love that either just because of how anemic Chicago can be offensively. I will say Atlanta's defense, I mean, everything that's happening with this team is kind of nonsensical. This is a back line that's anchored by Miles Robinson, who should be not just one of the best center backs in the league, but a guy who Bundesliga clubs are looking at, championship, even Premier League clubs are looking at. And yet that's been one of the real problem areas for Atlanta this year, especially against set pieces. That was the issue losing to Montreal this past weekend. So all this is to say, yeah, they can score goals, but that's been a very messy part of the team. And defensively, they haven't been any better. So I don't want anything on Atlanta and Chicago, especially away from home. Not a team that I'm particularly keen on. They've only scored in two total goals in their 4 away games this year for Chicago. So that scares me away from an over. And Atlanta's just good enough at home for me not to want anything on Chicago. So this is a full stay away for me.
In that case, I'm going to stick on the under here because I think defense travels better than offense. And you're going to have that. You know that you're going to have a defense that's not going to want to give up goals in Chicago. You're going to have an offense in Atlanta that's been fairly anemic. And can Chicago take advantage of their defense? This game could finish 0-0, 1-0, 1-1. I'm going to stick with the under. I'm riding the under here.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, we've seen 0-0s from Chicago this year as well. That's certainly the identity that you would expect from them away from home. I worry about just weird defensive lapses on set pieces, and suddenly Chicago's up 2-0, and then Atlanta has to chase the game. That would be my only concern, but I think everything you said is sound. And I'm very pleased to just stay away from all of it.
The next game up, NYCFC versus Sporting Kansas City, prohibitive favorite are the reigning champs at -215. KC 5-1 dogs on the road in this spot. The draw at +360 here. The total heavily juiced to the over at -175 on a 2.5 line. I'll tell you, Taylor, all I can do is say since getting bounced from CONCACAF, NYCFC has found themselves. They are dominating games. They are running up scores. It's been looking good. I'm going to take them on the goal and a half here at +132. I know it's a little more aggressive, but maybe we go down to the one goal. If I take the one goal, it's -132. What are you thinking?
Well, our heads are in the exact same place. I'm just looking at this slightly differently. You're absolutely right. I mean, the post-Champions League elimination bump is a very real thing. We're seeing this across the way. I think we'll see it with Seattle later this summer as well, once they can focus unilaterally on MLS. I agree. I think not only supporting NYCFC at the moment, but also fading Sporting. I mean, that's another part of this. You know, this is a team that essentially, in terms of their identity, tries to have their bread and butter be the defense, and they're not very good defensively. They've conceded 16 in 10 games this year. If that's the best part of your team, that's a concerning sign, especially going away to a New York team in the baseball park that scored 14 goals now in their last three games. It's been an unbelievable run, like you say, since they've gotten dumped out of the Champions League. Our heads are in the same place here. I don't want to need anything from Sporting, so I'm not doing a true overplay. You want the spread. I'm scared of spreads in this league. Instead, I'm going to go over 2.5 NYCFC team goals +163. This is something that would have hit in the last three. That San Jose game, they left it a little bit late, you know, some of those goals coming in. And I said this as someone who bet the over 3.5, and there were just three goals in that game total.
San Jose collapsed. We got no help from them. I was a little worried about that happening, that their offense wouldn't come through, because I had both teams score in that game, and they just did not help. Once they let up the first goal, they just completely unraveled.
Yep, and it all came kind of a little bit too late. Like, if they had unraveled earlier, it would have been fine, because they would have lost 6-0, right?
Yeah.
So the over would have hit, but they unraveled a little bit too late for over purposes. I don't want to get caught into any trap where I need something from Sporting in this game. So that's a lot about this bet. Yes, it's a lot of goals. You know, you need them, but this is what this team's been since getting dumped out of the Champions League. They've scored 6 in a game. I'm not too concerned about them scoring 3 here.
Now, the irony there, though, is that the total is set at 2.5. Yes, it's heavily juiced. So you're just trying to get to that total without any help from Sporting.
And getting a better price, right? Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of this has to do with circling that +163 number. I'm betting the total without needing Sporting help. I'm betting the total with getting a better price. And, you know, this is a league where that might seem like an insane bet in most leagues in the world. This is a league where I'm not too worried about it, especially with what NYCFC has been recently. So give me the champs there, over 2.5 of their own goals at +163.
All right, I'm going to take them minus the goal. I'm going to take that little extra bit of push protection, -132 on the price point there. That's going to be my play in this one. But let's head on down the Hudson to New York Red Bulls. They're taking on the Portland Timbers. And, oh man, Portland has not found it this year. They lost again to a Rapids team that's not good last week. And Red Bulls have shown that they're capable of running up a score at home. My big fear is that the Timbers might not help us out with a goal, but I think they can muster maybe one. And Red Bulls can do the rest. So I am taking the over 2.5 here at -134. Red Bulls on the money line is -195. That's too much for me. I have no interest in a 475 Portland. And a draw at 330, pass.
I've done a full 180 on the Red Bulls. I was kind of fading them in terms of our preseason conversations, and I've really liked what I've seen. Just one loss in their last 7 all comps. They've been really hard to get by. I don't love the money line market. I don't love a lot of the numbers in this game. Portland, just a really weird team. I thought they'd be a comfortable over team this year. That has not really been the place. They've kind of the case. They've kind of been all over the place. They haven't scored a goal now in 3 games in a row. That could very well change here. Red Bulls, oddly, kind of better on the road than at home. But I'm going to do a Red Bulls -1. I'm doing your other New York play in this game. Laying -113 on the juice. This is a play I could have never imagined myself taking just a few weeks ago, Tom. But I'm kind of all in on the Red Bulls, and Portland is an absolute mess right now.
Yeah, you cannot be betting anything on Portland here. I do not hate that play at all. I'm going to take the over. This could end up Red Bulls 1-0 and you get your push. I don't get there, but we'll see. Hopefully they just blow them out and everybody gets to be happy here. The next game up is the Revolution versus the Columbus Crew. New England minus 114 at home. The Crew plus 270 on the road, and the draw $2.80 in this spot. Juiced to the over big time here. I'm going under 2.5 goals at plus 108, though. The Revs finally got a dub last week, beating Miami 2-0. Matt Turner is back, and maybe that's the spark this team needs. But Miami was down to 10 men for the second half, pretty much the entirety of it. The second goal came after that. The Crew now have two straight shutouts on the other side. Both of these teams aren't that great offensively. The Crew trying to change that a little bit. But with Turner back and the Crew playing this tight defense, I'm going to take that under 2.5. Also like Crew money line of 270 a tiny bit, but not as much as the under.
Yeah, Turner back until he leaves again, right? In a couple of months heading out to Arsenal. But yeah, that's a huge boost for them. It seems like the Crew number is moving in the wrong direction. I had Crew plus 280 circled, far from one of my favorite plays of the week. I mean, both of these teams are coming off of beating pretty bad teams. I'm not overly keen on either of these sides. New England, you saw that legit heel chemistry kind of paying off a little bit last week. And I think that's a tandem that I do want to keep watching. And
yeah,
that's what you want from New England, is a little bit more chemistry. Cause the first couple of months of the season was just completely scattered all over the place, game to game. The game plans weren't there. It was very unclear what the priority was for this team, what the identity was. I think that's coming into gear a little bit. I do think they're better than Columbus. I just think this number is crazy. Like for a result that I have absolutely no read on, I just think Crew plus 280, you said it's now plus 270. Anything on that side of 2.5 to 1 is really good value for a coin flip game as far as I'm concerned. So it's one of those. We talk about a couple of these every week, Tom, where we don't really love, or in this case, I don't love necessarily either side. You're more into the under here. I'm going to try Crew plus 270 on the money line market, but far from one of my favorite plays of the week. I just think the value is there.
I think that's very fair. The next game up, I do not love at all. I think my problem is that I don't have a great read on the bottom of the table teams in this league, and they don't necessarily produce under games consistently. They don't necessarily produce over games consistently. The problem with MLS's bottom half is that they're so inconsistent, it's harder to handicap them. And that's what we got here between DC United and the Houston Dynamo. DC minus 113 at home, the Dynamo plus 275, and the draw plus 270. I'm going to pass. This is a stay away game. Do you have any play here, Taylor?
It's a great point about the bottom of the table in this league, Tom. I fully agree. And I actually do have a play here that I like. I had to do kind of a little bit of digging. I didn't like either of the sides. I think DC is bad. I think Houston is slightly less bad. They're a capable team, whereas DC might be one of the three worst teams in the league. We'll see if that take holds water throughout the season. But I'm actually looking at Houston team goals over 1.5. So another one of these. I'm kind of liking these this week. And you get 2-1 value on that, Tom, plus 200. This is a Houston team that has scored 11 goals in their last 6. DC has conceded 8 in their last 3. Like I say, DC might be the second worst team in the league after Vancouver. Everything just numbers-wise points to this being a good play. I'm not entirely sure why this would be plus 200. I guess just because they're on the road, but DC has not been a particularly strong home team this season either. So yeah, I don't think Houston is great, but we've seen them score goals. It's one thing that they actually have been doing pretty successfully early this season. And it's not like my NYCFC bet where I need a pretty crazy game and result to happen for an over 2.5 team goals bet to hit. This is pretty sensible. Over 1.5 for a team in this league is very, very sensible. I would take that at maybe any plus price to get it at 2-1. My eyes are like a kid in a candy store, Tom. I really like that play. I like the price. Give me Houston over 1.5 team goals.
Perfect. I'm not hating that at all. I think this could be a high scoring game between two teams that don't like to play a lot of defense. I think that's a good idea. Minnesota United's taking on the FCC in Cincinnati, though, and I'm going to use that joke every week of the season, my friend. But Cincinnati plus 370, Minnesota very heavy home favorite here at minus 157, and the draw $3.20. I'm going to lay the juice. I'm going to chew it up, but I think that minus 160 on Minnesota in this game is not a poor price to be laying. because you look at Cincinnati, they just got a win against Toronto. I think that they're not going to put two in a row. I don't think that they're going to necessarily get a draw here either, because I think Minnesota has been fairly quality at home, and I feel comfortable laying with them against a bad Cincinnati team.
It's a shocking Thomas Viola play right there, folks. Going heavy juice, Tom, and our first full agreement of the week. I also am taking Minnesota. Seems like the number is getting worse by the second, so go ahead and take it the moment you hear this, listener. I had it at minus 155. Obviously, that's not a good money line number. It's not a good money line number, especially in this league. But Minnesota is somewhat reliable at home. Just one loss in five home games this year. You can extrapolate that data going back now years as a pretty strong home team, even when they're kind of overperforming in the table overall. I think this will be a similar season for them. Whether or not they're in the playoffs, I think they'll be right on that fringe, and it'll all have to do with their home form. And this is a home game against a not particularly strong Cincinnati team. Yes, they're coming off of their second road win of the season. By the way, also have a midweek game here tonight as we're recording. So on the Wednesday night before this weekend slate, which is, you know, they're the only team with the midweek game this week. Yeah. So that comes into play, right? Like that's a weird scheduling thing. I like it. I think if you're going to do a parlay, which maybe this is a preview of Tom offering something up later in the show, this is one that you think about, just because it's hard to get any kind of value on its own. This is not a play that either of us typically would take, I think, Tom, but it's reasonable enough to expect Minnesota to win this game.
The very interesting thing, by the way, about this midweek Cincinnati game is they're playing Toronto, who they just played in their previous game.
Yeah, is there any reasoning on that, or is that just a quirk?
Off the top of my head, I am not sure. I'd imagine it involves some sort of rescheduling around the Open Cup, but
sure.
Can't tell you. The next game up on the board for us, though, is FC Dallas versus the Sounders, and this one is just so tough to measure right now because of the midweek that's coming up tonight. Tonight.
Yep.
FC Dallas is minus 114, the Sounders plus 290, and the draw plus 260 here. I mean, you have to wait for lineups here. I kind of like Dallas because I think there's going to be some hangover from the CONCACAF Champions League, hopefully from Seattle winning the CONCACAF Champions League tonight. But this is going to be a tough game either way. I don't know how many of these players are going to play or be ready to play by Saturday. So if they're going to be tired, if they're going to play a bad lineup, maybe look at Dallas. But if you think that they can come out and get a win, that they'll be energized either after a loss or a win in the Champions League, you can take Seattle as the heavy dog. But this game you have to pass on, in my opinion, until lineups come out.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the lineups shout. I think Seattle, I mean, no matter what, they're going to be not just physically exhausted, but emotionally spent from this run to the Champions League final in CONCACAF. The first thing I was thinking about was the over market. You can get over 2.5 at minus 124, but an even better bet, better value, similar to what I've been betting a lot this week, Tom, is an over team goals bet on Dallas. Over 1.5 goals at minus 112. FC Dallas, I still feel like people are sleeping on them. I know they didn't win last week, but that +0.5 goal bet hit. This attack is very, very, very good. It's one of the best in the league. They've scored two or more goals in every one of their last five home matches. That's 13 goals over those five games. You have a Seattle team that's had all of this travel across the region for months now, having to go on the road, pretty long road trip as well in this one. I do think no matter who they play, they're going to be pretty spent just as an organization. I like Dallas to hit two goals scored in this game. It's something they've been doing with ease at home this season, Tom. So give me Dallas over 1.5 goals at, by the way, minus 112. So you're getting better value than that minus 124 on just the over 2.5 goals for the game.
All right. Okay. Okay. You're convincing me on that one. I'm still stay away, too many unknowns, but I like having to only bet on Dallas in that game. You could tempt me on that. I think that's a good play. The next game up is the Quakes versus the Rapids. And this one is going to be San Jose hosting at $1.55 home favorites, still to the plus. It's a very even toss up here as the Rapids are plus 165 on the road and the draw at plus 235. You know what? I'm going to do it. give me the Quakes plus 155 in this game. I think that's a good price. This team obviously played dreadfully in New York City last weekend, but that's to be expected. They're going to be inconsistent. They're going to be bad on the road. This is the Quakes this year, just like every year. I thought they could score one to help us in that game, but the offense got left at home. Hopefully they find it, because they don't play dreadfully at PayPal Park. And I'm intrigued by the new style that Alex Cavallo, the interim manager, has them playing. I think that they can get a win against an equally bad Rapids side, especially when you factor in that normally their wins come at home and they do get a couple per season.
I was going to defer to you fully on this, Tom. You've maybe talked me into it. I wanted a better number, if I'm being honest. I anytime you're taking San Jose, it's like I'd like 2-1 or better, if possible. You're not getting that here because, like you said, the Rapids aren't that good, and they're especially not that good away from home. Is an over something that you feel safe with, Tom, or do you think Colorado screws you there?
I think the over is pretty good in this spot. The problem is it's minus 141, so that takes me out a little, but I wouldn't touch the under. Quakes games love to go over because they give up so many goals.
Yeah. Well, so that's the play I had, was over 2.5 minus 141. I'll offer it as an official play. I feel somewhat comfortable. I should probably have looked deeper into, honestly, just a Quakes team goals bet, since that's my classic move for this week, since I'm a little bit concerned with Colorado taking that, and there's a lot of juice here. So maybe I will look a little bit deeper into that, but I think you're mostly safe with overs for San Jose, especially at 2.5, where you don't have to do a 3 or 3.5. So I'll go over 2.5 in this game.
There you go. LAFC takes on the Union. We go from two of the worst teams in the league to the two best teams in the league. This game is going to be so good, Taylor. I'm excited to just watch it. LA minus 141 in Bank of California Stadium. The Union plus 350 as road dogs. And the draw plus 290. I guess you could take Philly as a heavy road dog here. They're a good team, very clearly. They're going to be one of the top teams in the league this season. This is a battle of a one seed versus a one seed right now. And you could argue that price is just wrong and you have to take it on principle. But as far as my actual pick for the game, I'm just going to go both teams to score at minus 152. Philly's defense is stout, but LA is not going to not score at home. I think that both teams get a goal in this spot. Maybe you go with the over, but even then, that's juiced at minus 152 anyway, so you're playing the same thing, but need to get an extra goal. So just give me both teams to score one.
I don't mind that at all. I spent a while mapping this one out, Tom. I agree. It's a contender for game of the week, and we have a couple of good ones. The Austin and Galaxy game is also going to be a contender there, but this one right in there, two of the best teams in the league, maybe the two best teams in the league, you could argue. Philly, a preseason favorite. LAFC, also a preseason favorite, and they've only impressed more since. 8 of 10 LA has won in all comps. Philly, they've cooled off a little bit after a similar hot start. I still like Philly a lot. I fully agree with both teams to score. Yes, minus 152. That was one of the plays that I had down. There's a few different ways to look at this. So one of them is you're actually getting pretty good value on a Philly spread play. If you really like the Union plus a half goal, plus 0.75, all of those are there for the taking. In fact, you get plus 0.75, which gives you a little bit of plus one push protection for minus 110. So close to even. So if you think Philly is going to keep it close and you want a somewhat conservative play, that's what I would do. My concern there, though, and why I'm not offering it as my actual play, is LA has 7 wins this season of 2 or more on the margin. Now that's in a lot of games against bad teams, which Philly is not, but it's enough, 7 of their 9, Tom, they're winning these games comfortably. So that's enough to scare me off of taking a plus 0.75 on Philly. I agree with you on the both teams to score, because Philly has not been shut out yet this season, and we know what LA's attack is. So I honestly think that's money. That's one of the plays that I'm absolutely doing in this game. I'm also doing draw plus 300. I don't know. Maybe you can talk me through this. I'm doing a little bit of brainstorming on air here, but you could get 1-1 exacta for plus 650, or you could go draw plus 300, or you could go Philly plus 0.75. Those are the different layers of conservative versus aggressive and how you read this game. I'm going to kind of cut in the middle and go draw plus 300. I think this is going to be a very competitive team for both sides. I see you raising your hand. What's the caveat here, Tom?
I'm with you. I like the draw here because I don't like a 1-1 exacta, because, well, Philly plays good defense. MLS is not like Europe, where you, you have don't a top six battle and it gets cagey and it finishes 1-0. We've talked about this before. When good teams play each other in MLS, goals tend to be scored. I would lean into an over. I would lean into a draw for sure, because I could easily see these teams just not being able to best each other. I don't hate that draw, play it here. Like I said, I'm taking both teams to score. I think that this is going to be a game with goals, so I don't like that 1-1 exacta. Although, watch, you know it's going to finish 1-1 now. But I do not have any issue with the draw play in this spot. I like the aggression.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I haven't hit an exacta in soccer at all since the Chelsea-Man City Champions League final at 1-0, which tells you everything you need to know about the differences between Europe and MLS, for sure, like you say. I'm doing two plays in this, though. Doing your play, I'm doing my play. Both teams to score, yes, minus 152. I'm doing the draw plus 300. I think both teams to score in this, Tom, dare I say, might be the lock of the week. I think it's one of the more confident reads I have. Like I say, Philly just does not get shut out this season, knock on wood, and LA is as good of an attacking side as you'll find outside of Austin. So I like that play a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of juice. There are some parlay opportunities here this week, folks, if those are the kind of parlays you like. But I'm going to do two plays there. Draw plus 300, more aggressive, more conservative. Both teams to score, yes, minus 152.
Back down to two of the worst teams in the league. You've got the Whitecaps taking on Toronto. Vancouver plus 112, Toronto plus 235 in this battle of the Great White North, and the draw plus 240. And Taylor, the Whitecaps are somehow worse than the Quakes. I don't know how that's really possible, but it is. Toronto at plus 235. Yes, they do have to go all the way across the country. That's a long trip, but they've had some gutsy games. They put up 4 goals on New York City. Yeah, they gave up 5, but this Vancouver team is not New York. They've had some gutsy games against better teams this season. Getting them at a 2-1 price, a little more than that right here, I lean Toronto in the spot.
Fully agree. I just think the numbers are wrong. Vancouver should never be offered at anything worse than plus 200. I don't understand why the numbers are where they are. The analytics absolutely despise Toronto defensively. The XGA stuff, expected goals allowed, is terrible. They've also conceded 7 in their last 2 games. So those are real problems that they need to try to find ways to solve. But I don't think Vancouver's attack is going to be the one that really pokes too many holes in it, right? So, you know, Vancouver's a weird team when you're trying to fade them in the goals market, because they had scored 5 in a row, or in 5 games in a row before the Austin loss, but it's often just the 1 goal. It's kind of how they've been doing things. So I don't really love any games kind of involving them in terms of the overall, the total market, or the two, you know, team total. None of that really interests me in any games involving Vancouver, whereas usually games involving Toronto, I like a lot of over things. Having said all that, I think you got to just take the better number here. The numbers are completely off. This is an MLS being MLS play as much as anything. Toronto plus 240.
There we go. We're in agreement on that one. The next game up, Nashville versus RSL. And Nashville, they get another home game here, of course, after starting the season playing entirely on the road. They opened last week at their home stadium, and it was very impressive. Can they do it again? Nashville minus 132, Real Salt Lake plus 390, and the draw plus 240. Nashville feels like a good team to me. The RSL is above them in the standings, but I'll lay minus 132 for them to pick up their first home win. I don't think RSL is nearly as good as Philly, and they just drew Philly in their home opener last week. They had that tough early road schedule. Yeah, they lost to the Quakes, but that was the Quakes doing Quake things at home. Give me this Nashville side. I'll take them and I'll lay minus 132.
I think that's reasonable enough. I mean, RSL, especially away from home, not much to sneeze at. 4 of their 6 away games, they haven't even scored a goal. For that reason, though, I'm not going to take a side. I'm actually going to go both teams to score, no, minus 137. So laying even a little bit more juice than you, Tom, but a little bit more flexibility. There have been those weird RSL kind of 1-0 games away from home at times this year. They've been on both sides of it. I agree with you, Nashville. You know, when you just look at the stats, like, Nashville is 9 goals in 9 games. RSL is 10 and 10. You know, it's been that kind of a season so far for both of them. But Nashville has the better players. They are the better team. They will finish higher in the standings. And now, by the way, they get to actually play home games. So I think it's reasonable enough to expect them to win this game. It wouldn't shock me to be a low scorer. You can go under 2.5 to have even more flexibility, but you're laying -162, at least when I saw it this morning, on the juice. So that's a lot of juice for an under Major League Soccer, as far as I'm concerned, Tom. So I'm going to go both teams to not score, or in other words, if one of them doesn't score, you're good. I'm hoping that's going to be RSL. That's kind of my read on this. And laying -137 on that.
There you go. I don't hate that play at all. And, you know, that's one of the great things with our friends over at BetRivers. You have a ton of options. They have a large betting menu for you, even on these games, because let's face it, it's not like MLS is the most bet on league in the world. You wouldn't be able to blame a book for not having a ton of options, but they do have them for us. So head on over to BetRivers now and get yourself started in the action. As we head on to our last game here, Austin versus LA, battle of 2 versus 3 here. And the Galaxy, they are $2.10 road dogs. Austin +118 at home here in the draw, +255. You know, one day we are going to get an Austin +316 price, and I will hammer it with everything I have in my bankroll simply because it's fate. But for now, I will settle for taking them at +118. Yes, Austin's goal differential is inflated by those early blowout 5-0 wins, but this team has scored the most goals in the league, albeit, again, 10 of them were in those 2 weeks. They've still scored 12 since, which is better than most teams' season total, including the Galaxy, who feel a little bit like a paper tiger to me. If Chicharito doesn't continue to score, they could fade down the stretch. Austin at home's been a force. I like them to take care of business here at a slight plus price.
So the Galaxy, a bit odd. I mean, 7 of their 10 have gone under 2.5 this year, where early in the season, it kind of felt like they would be a little bit more of an over team. I am using the logic here, Tom, that we talked about a little bit with LAFC Philly, with some of these bigger kind of, you know, 6-pointer at the top of the table clashes in this league. It goes against the logic of European soccer, which is often under in those games. And these, it's often over. So I don't love the LA side of things in terms of the trend data. They've had, let's count them out, like a bunch of 1-0 games essentially in a row. Yeah, they've had 4 unders in a row, all comps on a 2.5. Austin, they've had 4 overs in a row. So you're looking at 2 conflicting styles. Usually I like the home team on those kind of conflicting styles, whose style dominates, and I absolutely do here with Austin. So I'm going to go over 2.75, laying -115 on the juice. Would not be shocked if LA is the one that screws me over, so I can understand why you're taking Austin on the money line price. I just feel I'm there with Austin. I like this team a lot. They have, you know, the top goal scorer in the league in Driussi, top assist man in Fagundes. They've scored the most goals in the league. They're the most fun in the league, them and LAFC. I mean, they're true. Yeah. Every time they play, you absolutely need to be tuning in. And I think this game, real contender for one of the most fun games of the week, at least on paper. I'm going to choose to throw out some of that under data for the Galaxy and say that this is kind of one of these MLS games where both teams open it up. The stakes actually mean more goals, more chances, more attacking flair. And especially this game being in Austin, with everything we've seen at that stadium so far this season, I'm not quite there in an over 3, but give me over 2.75, close to even, laying -115.
I could see this being another one of those 3-2 bonanzas, something like that. I hope it is, because, again, very fun team in Austin. They play a lot of fun games. Hopefully we see another one of those with a lot of goals here, but I'm rooting for them to come out on top at the $1.18 plus price. Taylor, that's going to do it for the slate. I'll give you a minute here to gather up what your favorite play is, because I'm going to give out both that Austin game. I like the +118. And I also like that LAFC Philly, both teams to score at -152. You could parlay those two together if you want. I'm simply giving them both out as my two favorite plays of the slate here.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to go go with Dallas at the over 1.5 team goals at -112. I love kind of fading the chaos of Seattle Sounders with everything they've had to be doing with CONCACAF Champions League and MLS over recent months, no matter what happens tonight. And I would say kind of no matter the lineups, I like this play a lot for Dallas, because I do expect Dallas will play their guys. We don't know who Seattle will play, but I think Dallas will have their guys out there. 2+ in every one of their last 5 home matches, 13 goals in that stretch. I think that trend continues. Give me Dallas over 1.5, -112.
There we go. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us here. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at TV at Work, and you can find the incomparable Taylor Wilson at ATLTWill with one L. And of course, head on over to our friends at BetRivers.com, BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Get in on the action with us. This is a fantastic league to make some money in. Bet with our friends over at BetRivers. Guys, it has been a pleasure being with you. Best of luck this weekend, and we will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.